And our guest at the cafe this morning is Emily Glass. And Emily is the co-proprietor of the venue at 219 in downtown Sulphur Springs. Terrific place to hold your get-togethers, and also the former mayor of Sulphur Springs. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
So I always like to check in with Emily from time to time, see what's going on in Sulphur Springs. I did see a story about Hopkins County, at least in the beginning stages, looking into improving broadband access for people in rural parts of the county. And apparently there was some sort of report from the ARCLATEX, I guess it's just the ARCTEX in this area, Council of Governments, kind of pointing out that in particular in the northern part of the county, that the access to broadband is not so good.
That's very true. And I grew up in the northern part of the county, and I'm really grateful that we have the county government that is willing to be proactive and seek out these different opportunities for how they can help the citizens. And I think this is one major way. There are a lot of students that often need this internet access for their schoolwork. And as we know, with COVID, more people are working from home. And so this will allow for better opportunities for the citizens of Hopkins County, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
And again, this is in the very early stages, but Hopkins County Commissioner's Court and County Judge Robert Newsom are starting to look at this and what can be done to improve broadband access. Where did you go to school?
Sulphur Bluff.
From Sulphur Bluff. And
yes.
We don't live in Hopkins County, but we live in Delta County. And we do have broadband access, but I must say it's quite slow. I do see the difference when I go from the university campus to back to home, and I can imagine it's that way or worse for a lot of people. And of course, a lot of I'm sure folks don't have any broadband or internet access at all.
Right, there are so many without any kind of internet access, and both of my parents actually, their degrees from A&M Commerce. Well, ETSU at the time, for both computer science. And so they both do programming and have for many years, and that has been especially hard. My dad has a business that he owns and often tries to run it from his house, but with very limited internet resources, that is difficult. That is mm-hmm. difficult. So he actually leases a space in Sulphur Springs simply for the internet.
I see. Well, mm-hmm. we'll keep an eye on this. And as we say, it's in the early stages, but Hopkins County hoping to make some improvements there. We're talking with Emily Glass, and Emily's former mayor of Sulphur Springs, and also the proprietor of the venue at 219. Is that Main Street?
That's on Main Street, yes,
yeah.
Sir.
I saw another story, and this was an sort of uplifting thing. This was from John Sellers, who's your successor as mayor in Sulphur Springs, but he received a letter from just a visitor to Sulphur Springs, and just saying apparently the person had been here for a funeral or what have you, but the person who wrote the letter was very, very impressed with the people of Sulphur Springs and took the time to write the mayor a letter.
That is just so special. You know, I think a lot of times living here, I even start to take the people and what we have here for granted. And it's just my norm. But, you know, I encounter this often. I actually, last Thursday, I was opening an event at the venue, and there was someone here from Rockwall, so not very far down the road, who was charging their Tesla. And they came over and they're like, you know, we've never even been to downtown Sulphur Springs. We've driven through Sulphur Springs and just through the interstate, but we've never been to downtown Sulphur Springs. And what a gem this is. And asked for a referral for a burger place, which we have a great one right downtown. We have another one just very close to downtown, which is also phenomenal. But we have so much to offer. I love having multiple burger places. They're both fantastic. But you know, it is something that is really nice to hear whenever so much time and energy and effort has been put into making and restoring Sulphur Springs, and to see that other people appreciate that, it's really nice.
Yeah. You kind of put it on a tee for you there, asking for a good burger place, huh?
It's true.
Yeah. What are the two places that you had in mind, or if you don't mind saying?
No, happy to share with everybody. Burger and Fries. It's always one of my favorite places. That's the one that's just a little off of downtown. He was needing to walk, so I had suggested Burgerland to him. Both of them are absolutely phenomenal. I have different favorites that I like at each one. So I kind of have my go-to at each one. And as weird as it sounds, you'd think that they would compete, but I don't choose one over the other. I kind of have my cravings for each, you know. So I'm thankful for them both. They're both fantastic.
Web page or something for that as well. We're almost out of time, but you all are continuing to have your farmer's market. And you have it, it's a little bit different. You have it on Saturday evening in downtown Sulphur Springs.
It's in the evening, and it's just such a fun day. And you can make a whole day of it in Sulphur Springs if you come over. But the, you know, the sprinklers downtown, those are going to be the water fountain that's going to be on for the kids to play in. There are so many different vendors. The vendors, often you're going to, there are fruits and vegetables in particular that I have been able to buy, but you also have a lot of hand good items, you know, honey, soaps, all sorts of things that you can find, just kind of really fun, special. It's a great time downtown in Sulphur Springs. Mm-hmm.
Saturday evening starts at what time?
5 to 9 is the official time of
the
market.
All right, every Saturday evening in the summer. Emily, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over Zoom this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Again, Emily Glass, former mayor of Sulphur Springs and proprietor of the venue at 219. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETV.